The Pentagon says U.S. troops in northern Syria have come under artillery fire from Turkish forces. Turkey began its moves against the Kurds in Syria earlier this week after President Trump announced a pullback of U.S. forces. Joining us now to help us understand what is happening is NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Ari.
What more can you tell us about this artillery incident involving U.S. troops?
Well, NPR reported on this several hours ago, and the Pentagon said they were still looking into it, Ari. But just a little while ago, the Pentagon put out a statement saying that U.S. troops in the vicinity of Kobani in Syria came under artillery fire from Turkish positions. And they said the explosion occurred within a few hundred meters of a location that where U.S. Troops were located. All U.S. troops are accounted for with no injuries. And they say U.S. forces have not withdrawn from Kobani, this area of Syria, but I've been told they have withdrawn from this outpost.
So no U.S. injuries, but still this is likely to be very controversial given how much criticism Turkey was already under for attacking the Kurds over the last few days.
That's right. And here's the other thing, Ari. Today we were told by the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, that the Turks have all the coordinates of where all U.S. troops are located in Syria. So that's something else which is interesting. And I've also been told that the Turks aren't all that great with artillery fire. So it sounds like this was a mistake. But there's no word yet from the Turks about exactly what happened here, how this happened. Here's another thing, Ari, to remember. The Kurds, who the Turks, Kurdish fighters who the Turks see as terrorists allied with militants, Kurdish militants in Turkey, are actually protecting some of these U.S. bases. So we don't know exactly what happened here. Were the Turks going after these Kurdish fighters that are protecting the U.S. at these bases? It's still a mystery. But again, the Pentagon is saying the U.S. Troops came under fire from Turkish artillery positions.
All right. Well, you said no explanation yet from the Turks. Has there been much of a response from the Americans?
Well, the Americans have basically said, we don't want the Turks to continue their military operation against Kurdish fighters. We want them to stop. And they've basically said the Turks are going ahead with their operation. But they also said, you know, they want the Turks to be careful about where they push in on this military operation.
And sure to be more reaction from the Americans in the hours and days ahead. NPR
Absolutely.
Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ari.